Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
So moving on to you done fucked up your money, more or less for all the people who had to got their extra stimmy checks and who have no more money. So we put it all in the stock market and then we realized the stock market was fixed. We appreciate it. So this is where you done fucked up your money. Where people have money, they fuck it up. Normally we more put celebrities in this, but sometimes we put poor people in it. But let's get on down to the first celebrity, radio host celebrity. Alex Jones has been liable for defamation in Sandy Hook hoax.
This is fantastic.
Boy, that motherfucker, he finna get raked over the cones. If you want a LeBron James to be broke, it's going to take a mighty long time. But Alex Jones, they coming for your bank account.
Today.
Today, my man.
I finally saw that episode.
What?
That quote's from. Today.
It coming today. Nah, this ain't that type of show, my man. You know, I seen the show, but it ain't how it worked. Check out Atlanta, people, the greatest show ever. Finally, yeah. Brandon catching up on it.
Yeah,
I told you that shit good, ain't it?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
That shit funny, it's good, but you know, make your white folk feel some type of way on certain episodes.
Not me. That Montague episode is one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen.
Yes. And I ain't even realized that black dude, we getting off subject. Yeah, but like, yeah. That black dude had like a YouTube, Twitter channel or something. The one who said, yeah, you know, I wear Pelagonia.
Oh, shit.
So moving on, Alex Jones gonna get hit in them pockets. I don't know for how much. I was gonna put this to any good that won't he will, but when you keep talking craziness, they gonna come for you.
Yeah, I mean, guess. Like when a bunch of kids get killed and you're on some fucking dumb shit, you deserved every bit of that, man. I'm down for a good conspiracy theory, like just like anybody else. But come on, Jack, like fucking what? A good number of kids got killed in that Sandy Hook massacre, and you're out here saying this shit was a false flag, fucking government operation with fucking crisis actors and shit. Come on, man. Get out of here. Yeah. He deserves to get hit in the wallet for this one.
He does. And he gonna get hit so bad, he gonna be out there. Man, he gonna be on I'll host your radio show for $25.
Yeah, that was a scumbag fucking move. Hell, we might even be able to get him on this show after he has to pay out.
Shit. Put it down in the books. We can talk about it. We can talk about them frogs getting turned, the government turning the frogs gay.
Yeah. Yeah, he had to buy his fucking filtration system. Motherfucker said he was making like $50 million a year.
What?
Word.
Y'all people with all that extra income. Let's move on down to somebody who don't fuck up their money to. Australia is back in the news. Billion animals burned, 50 goddamn million crabs running down the street. Now Australia is ordering nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people for their new COVID-19 surge.
Bruh, I heard that they're out there like beating people who get out of their house and shit. I heard they're manhandling motherfuckers over there. They don't fuck around.
But it still was like a 75% of motherfuckers vaccinated, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure what Australia's status is. I got to look it up.
I thought it went up because one time it was on like 50, and then I thought it went up. But hey, how you going to tell an unvaccinated motherfucker to sit at home? And even have a lot of vaccinated people out there spitting each other mouth, letting the goddamn circulate. I don't know, man. We won't know a true thing about COVID until later on down the line.
And then fucking the government, the CDC said they can't fucking release what's in that Pfizer shot for 55 years. What the fuck?
Are you serious? What's that about? You want me to take 30 pills? You telling me it's good for me? You're going to force people to take it, but I can't figure out what's in it? Because they trying to hold a recipe now like it's goddamn Coke or something?
Well, yeah, man, I don't know. Like, that's shady as fuck. You mean to tell me you can't tell me until fucking most of us are dead who took it, and then the rest of us will be old as all living hell?
Like I said, I ain't arguing years. Nobody else about being vaccinated, unvaccinated. I'm just saying shit don't sound right. And shit's starting to get real fishy. Starting to smell like tilapia.
But yeah, man. Yeah, that shit right there. I saw that shit and I was like, oh man, I'm gonna die.
Now, you probably gonna die alone. Maybe the older people will get sick. I don't know what's going on, but like, have you noticed? This is not conspiracy theory. Some of my friends have been getting like weird sicknesses that they never fucking had before.
Yeah, my sister said fucking, yeah. And fucking, she wasn't nothing wrong with her before she took that shot. Now she found out she had like stroke-like symptoms and had to go get an EKG on her heart or something.
Yeah, because one of my friends had a sinus headache for 3 weeks. And she said, hey, when she went to the neurologist, oh, we can't find anything wrong. She said, the fuck you mean? I'm dying over here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like I said,
I don't know, man. When that shit come out, the true nature, we going to be fighting each other again. I told you I had to take that shot. I told you I had to take that shot. You don't know what's going to happen. Let's move on to the next situation. But, you know, Australia, you tell an unvaccinated, like, never mind. Moving on to this guy who done really fucked up his money. I seen this video, bro, and I had to turn that shit off. For the New York Daily News, NY Daily News, sorry about that. Even Brandon, when Brandon sent this to us, man, I was so surprised. An ex-Jet running back, Zach Stacy, arrested for attacking his ex-girlfriend in front of that infant child.
Bruh. Man, fucking my buddy at work showed me this shit. Like, I read a headline that, you know, some NFL player was roughing up his girlfriend. I was like, yeah, all right. Maybe he's on some Ray Rice shit or something, but... Dude, he threw her like rice at a wedding. I've never seen somebody fucking throw a grown human being like that. I mean, he threw that bitch like a rag doll, and she took that TV like a G. Yeah,
but the funny thing is, he didn't break the TV. The TV just stood right back up, and the little child was like eating the cereal, watching SpongeBob while mama getting no hands put on her.
And he did put them hands on her, like... Dude, I hope this guy fucking has diarrhea for the rest of his life.
I don't know what happened. I'm not getting into it because he said, so you going to keep doing this shit to me? And he just went in there swinging. It almost seemed like she set him up. Because that camera had, they had like four different angles for that camera. And it looked like she was living like a double wide, right?
I don't know. I thought it was like an apartment or something, or a condo or something. It looked like
a weird one, like one straight level place. You know what I'm saying? Like the kitchen's here, the living room here, and the room go there.
Right.
It's kind of weird. I don't know, but like I said, when they showed me three different angles, I was like, God damn, how many cameras she have in the house?
Yeah. Well, was it her house or his house?
I don't give a fuck who house it was. Somebody going to jail, Jack, because it couldn't have been his house because he couldn't have known about them cameras. But he did that shit and went on through the city. And then that shit was on news. He was trying to escape.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. But, I mean, dude, you should probably be living your life now like you're always on camera because more than likely you are on camera somewhere.
That's true. And the way he hit her, boy, I was like, God damn, you know, I felt for her. I felt sorry for her. And, you know, she doing the interview circuit now, killing his career and whatever money she was going to get. Cause he probably ain't got much left because he's an ex-running back.
Yeah, dude. Like I said, I've never seen anybody get thrown like that in real life. Yeah, you see that.
He's a big fella, too.
Yeah, that motherfucker's huge, especially compared to her. He's like six times her size. And he just picked her up and tossed her. Like, I don't know. I would say go see it, but don't because it's, you know, it's sickening to watch. Yeah.
It's sickening to watch, but you have to understand this. For all you motherfuckers who are angry, there's nothing you would have done to save her. I'm living the real world. I would have seen a dude doing that shit. Shoo, babe, dude. I'm sorry, bro.
I'm definitely minding my business, yeah. Yeah. I'll call the cops.
The baby seeing that shit. Shoo, babe, dude. He just kept eating his snack. When the baby see her throw that mama to the TV.
Oh.
I love to sing about the moon and the June.
And it ain't funny, bro. It's just like, I don't know what, because we have to put everything into a perspective. You don't know what anybody's doing, right? You don't know what she did to make him mad. You don't know what he did to make her mad. But that shit there is uncalled for on all levels of life, what you did to her. But, you know, and she recorded your ass, meaning that he probably done this shit before, which means she either recorded herself, because you did this, like, you know, you going to jail, Jack.
Yeah, and I don't know why you want to keep replacing TVs.
Motherfucker crazy. Let me tell you something. If anybody make you that mad as a woman or as a man, get the fuck up. The moment somebody hits you as a man or a woman hits you and be trying to beat you up, you need to straighten that shit out in the beginning. My nigga. You need it while you sleep. If it's a man, put a pistol in his mouth. You see this right here? I'm going to blow your goddamn brains out the next week. Yeah, they'll put your hands on me again.
Yeah, that'll tighten them right up.
Because, nigga, I don't sleep. When you up, I'm up. And when you sleep, I'm watching you.
True that.
Because, like I said, we all be thinking about love. Let me tell you something, bro. Love ain't worth getting beat up every day, folks. It ain't. Then he'll love you. He use you. Get the hell on before something worse happen. And some people can't. Figure it out. Like I say, I refuse to let somebody beat on my mama or beat on my sister. But in real life, when that shit happened the first couple times, you need to be trying to get an exit plan. I don't care what it is. You got to leave. Because, you know what I mean? He don't love you. It ain't going to get any better. It's only going to get worse.
True that.
And I've been in that situation when I've seen people doing that. And it never gets better. Only gets worse. It ain't because he love you and he's angry. Fuck that. Don't do that. As a man, you don't supposed to be beating up women. As a woman, don't be beating up men. You know, because I've seen that shit happen too, and I be saying the same thing. Shoo, bad, do bad, do. I ain't paying attention. I seen a nigga get hit with a hammer in the back. I kept on walking like I ain't see shit.
That no shit.
Yeah, no shit at the mall. I don't know what they were fighting about.
At the
I
like,
mall. Yeah, bro, let's go. Huh?
At the mall?
I don't know. Man, you know, she came up there, seeing him with another girl, you know.
Oh, well, you know, kind of brought that one on yourself, sir.
Yeah, but a hammer? Come on, now. Where you think you going?
I was going to say, where the fuck did she pull this hammer out of?
Oh, I'm pretty sure she brought it with her. Moving on to you done fucked up your money to one more person, one more story. If you still looking for Jimmy Hoffa in 2021, you done fucked up your money. Dude, and this is from the NewYorkTimes.com. So the FBI is still, let me tell you something. If the FBI couldn't catch old boy who killed his girlfriend a month ago, how the fuck you going to find Jimmy Hoffa in a landfill in New Jersey?
You're not. Jimmy Hoffa's gone, bro. It's a wrap. Yeah, let it go. What are you even going to find if you do find him? You know what I'm saying? Who did it? Who are you pinning it on? Like, get out of here. He's gone. He's under fucking center field of fucking giant stadium. Yeah.
The craziness is that the FBI is still looking for Jimmy Hoffa. How old would he be right now?
God, he'd have to be fucking damn near dead, you would think.
And with COVID, he's probably already dead.
Because when did Hoffa go missing? In the 60s?
Oh, yeah.
Early 70s? And he had to have been, what, 40 by then? I mean, if he ain't dead, he's got to be pretty motherfucking close. I mean, he is dead, but...
I'm going to say, if anybody's in a landfill, you ain't never finding that body. They're going to be like trying to find them ET cartridges. It's going to cost you $300,000. And ain't nobody trying to spend that type of money to find Jimmy Hoffa.
Well, dude, if he's in that landfill, them motherfucking seagulls done picked his ass clean. You know?
You know, the homeless people don't took the bones and got it sitting in their house. There's old Jimmy over there.
Well, they might have. Those fucking seagulls might have flew him out in the ocean. Or by this time, man, I mean, all that damn trash and shit decomposing, I mean, your bones don't last forever, I don't think.
It lasts as long as, you know, you ain't throwing no acid and lime on it, I guess.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, oh, you would think all that fucking dumpster juice and shit would break down a bone.
Probably. Moving on. Let's get on down to Mind Your Business.
Dude, I got a quick story for Mind Your Business. Go ahead.
Well, let's get on down to Mind Your Business, people. I always remember, when you see some strange shit going on in the neighborhood, mind your business.
Yeah, me. It was funny because Megan and I were coming back from watching Ghostbusters Afterlife, you know. So I was like, we ain't got no drink. Pull into this gas station, I'll run in, you know. So we pull up, two cops pull up, you know. And then as I'm walking in, the cops are walking out, and I look over to my right, and there's this old white lady sitting there talking, muttering to herself, you know, mad about something. And those cops start going over to her, and I'm like, oh, she's a vagrant, and she done got the cops called on her, and they're making her leave, you know. So I walk in, get my Sprite, walk up to the counter. Fucking meanwhile, the guy who gets behind me has a claw for a hand, a literal claw. Yeah. So I'm like, bro, yeah.
This shit getting strange.
Yeah. But you know,
nigga walk into a Bruce Lee movie with crackhead.
Right. But you know me, I'm minding my business. So I fucking check out, you know, walk outside. That lady's yelling at the cops and pointing and carrying on. I'm like, oh man, she might get the shake and bake, you know. Fucking Megan, I drove in the car. Megan's like, dude, what in the fuck is going on? I was like, get out of here. That is what's going on. We need to mind our business.
Nigga with a claw for a hand.
Dude, hand to God. Motherfucker had a prosthetic arm with a claw at the end.
2021.
Some old white lady looked like she'd been fucking smoking meth. She was wide eyed, crazy as all outdoors. Yeah, it was quite a scene.
Well, I appreciate you minding your motherfucking business.
Yeah, fuck. We were also on the way home. Yeah, the thing's up the street, and we're laughing about that, and then fucking we see somebody in the fucking Brewster's parking lot. It's, you know, 11 o'clock. Brewster's ain't been open for, you know, 3 hours now. She started like craning her head. I was like, mind your business, you know, whatever.
I don't get this shit. Ooh, what are they doing? Keep your head straight. Because yeah. A nigga at Brewster's, ain't nobody even at Brewster's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, let alone 11 o'clock at night. And I know where you at, and it's finna get dangerous over there.
Yeah, it looked like they were waiting to do a drug deal. You know, she started turning her head. I was like, mind your business. She started cracking up laughing, and we just took it to the house.
Only way you make it to the house every night, baby. Mind your business. You know what I mean? Nigga robbing the store? Tell him, man. I ain't got nobody dollars right here.
Yeah.
Let's get on to mind your business. It's going to be from hotnewhiphop.com. Wyclef Jean. Wyclef Jean, boy, he should have been in WWF. He dropped a Jaguar Land Rover CEO on his head at a party. First of all, white people, quit getting on African American people's shoulders and letting them carry you around the party.
You know what that chiropractor said? Ready or not, here I come.
That chiropractor said, you know you don't fucked up, right?
Gonna adjust you.
Bruh, you read this shit. I'm like, why would you own that? What you get for having them Jaguars so expensive? But who is getting on Wyclef Jean neck? What is he, 92 now?
I don't know. Did he think he was at the carnival?
It won't finna be no mariachi band and no cha cha cha.
Yeah.
You know the nigga probably in a suit.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, did Wyclef offer to fucking ride you on his shoulders? Did you just like jump up there and he fucking got off balance?
Why in the fuck is Wyclef hanging out with goddamn Jaguar CEO?
I mean,
because he's Jaguar. He's Wyclef. You're going to need the Fugees, nigga, when I get finished suing you.
Yeah, no shit. And I mean, hell, he fucking probably still has some of that Haiti fucking relief money squirreled away so he can settle his debts. Yeah.
Like I said, Wyclef hanging out with everybody, but dear white people, when I get of age, as a man, ain't nobody getting on my shoulder. My son is barely getting on my shoulder because I lift him up one day, I'm going to cut their head out with the fan. I was like, oh shit. Child Protective Service is going to be here. What happened to the head? You know, I ain't trying to hit my son with that shake and bake that the police give out. Moving on to somebody who supposed to got hit with that shake and bake, and people mad. So people are, I don't understand. Why do people think they can spend your money in America?
That's the type of culture we're breeding, sir.
Jeff Bezos earns he earned some groans. I mean, some groans and moans and bullshit when he was at a gala, and he donated $500,000. You can give more. He ain't got to give you shit. $500,000 donation is general. I mean, it is generous as hell. It'll make you smile. If a nigga gave me $500,000, I'd do a backflip off my roof naked.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I feel you. I wasn't quite sure how to feel about this, you know, because on the one hand, you're totally right. You know, don't look a gift horse inside his grill. You know what I mean? Fucking yeah. Be grateful he gave you anything at all. I mean, $500,000 really ain't nothing to sneeze at. On the other hand, you are worth 200 and some odd billion dollars. That motherfucker probably made $500,000 in the hour that he was there. You can't cough up more. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. But get the fuck out.
If you cough up more, they're going to want that shit at every gala you go to. Them niggas going to be inviting you to everything. Shit. And then, we need a billion. If you that nigga gave 200 people $1 billion, he would be broke.
Well, yeah, but you ain't going to do that. But, like, fucking come on, man. You can afford to stroke a milli. Yeah, if you're giving half a milli, just make it a full milli.
Yeah. I wish a nigga would. That's all you gave? Give me my money back.
I mean,
your again, punk ass. Let me get that check. Grown this, nigga. Now you got $0.
Again, I'm with you on that. You definitely shouldn't be booing a man who just coughed up $500,000. But
hell, a normal nigga can't cough up $500,000 in 10 lifetimes, let alone for some bullshit and charity where it's going to go in your pocket.
Yeah, true that. True that. Like I said, whatever they got, they should have been grateful with. But goddamn, you're Jeff Bezos. Come on, Jeff Bezos. You've been to space, bro. Come off a mill.
I ain't got to break no bread with y'all peasants. Tell them that. What? I gave you $500,000, nigga, and you unsatisfied. Buy this nigga building and shut it down.
Like, if I had the money, I had the money. Any nigga who disrespected me in my life. Yeah, Bezos, I really love you, nigga. You disrespect me 20 years ago. What'd I say to you? You were talking shit, nigga. I own this place. You fired. Demote that nigga to janitor. Clean that restroom. Somebody just shit on the wall. I know. Clean that restroom if you want to keep your job.
Monkey-ass people.
I just think Jeff Bezos know all charities are scam. Shit, just give him a little bit and just shit them up.
Yeah.
We already been through a charity game.
Yeah, we know how that shit works. Moving on to What a Time to Be Alive. Let's get on down from the AV Club. So it's a part of, if you go to Hawaii, there's a part that they have a stream there that smells like beer. And believe it or not, it has a 1.2 alcohol ABV, alcohol by volume. Huh. And this was Wapaya, Hawaii. But bruh, I guess kids was going over here, teens was drinking and shit. And then, you know, they kind of found the pipe that was responsible for the booze flowing into the water, and they had to shut it off. And I'm like, damn, my nigga, you fuck up everything. That was like, what, blood for water? What is it, wine for water? What,
yeah, water in the wine. I mean, it's got
the water in the wine.
It's got the same AVB as a fucking Bud Light.
Yeah, nigga, shit, we can go drain the water and get drunk. All the teenagers was there. Let's go to the stream. What do you keep going to that stream for? It smells like puppy piss. Yeah, it smells like Yingling to me. Not saying Yingling is a bad beer, because I used to drink Yingling all the time. Black and tan.
All right, nigga, black and tan. Man, nigga, I just love a good black and tan like that. Mm-hmm. Who is this white robot?
And they don't trade me out. So all you people who live in Hawaii who got to taste this good old beer, why couldn't people mind their business?
Right. Probably
pipe was killing all the fish.
Who was snitching? I'm sure some jackass probably drank some and acted like he was super hammered, went home, did something stupid, said something stupid. His mom called up, got the whole pipeline shut down. I bet that's how that went.
Son of a bitch. Let me tell you. Well, you know what? I'm American. I ain't drinking out no stream. I don't care if it smell like liquid gold, my man.
Yeah, ain't with all that redneck shit.
Let's go to the stream and drink the water.
Nah,
that's how you get a parasite.
Is this from the Hooch?
That's from some mail. So moving on to Mind Your Business. It's from BBC.com. I wouldn't have an old person ever try to type in BBC News on the internet and start getting them that. Big black cocks.
Man, I hope they do every time.
Turn on the BBC channel, her daughter said. I got you, Ma. Ooh. They got a movie on tonight. So get on down to this China, man. These are stories you should really mind your business about, because let's get back to China. We talked about China being the richest country in the world. Let's talk about China banning, and they banned a man from all-you-can-eat restaurant. And he say he is blacklisted from all the all-you-can-eat restaurant. And you think about that. You ask the question like, damn, nigga, how tight is your shit that you can blacklist a man from all of your all-you-can-eat restaurant?
It reminds me of that damn Simpsons episode that one time when Homer got cut off from the fucking all-you-can-eat restaurant. It was hilarious. Does this look like the face of a man who has had all he can eat?
The man is known as Mr. Kane. He told Hunan TV that he was banned from the Hanadoru Seafood Barbecue Buffet in some city I can't pronounce after a series of binges. Like, nigga, you are false advertising me. If it's all you can eat, it should be all you can eat. Not all I can eat till you turn the air on, make me cold, and get me outside.
True that.
This motherfucker ate 1.5 kilograms of pork trotters. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I do not know what that is either.
He says discrimination it is. You should be able to sue all-you-can-eat restaurants if you can't go in there and eat all-you-can-eat.
Well, they definitely shouldn't be rushing you out the door.
Let me tell you something. When somebody told me that shit a long time ago in the restaurant, when you try to get people out, you make a cold in that bitch and they get the hell up out of there. Then you turn it back down normal. If no niggas who lingered around too long, turn it back up.
Fair enough.
Tommy, turn it all the way down. Get 30 degrees. Ooh, get my jacket. It's time to go. And in all you can eat restaurant, they do the same thing. The only side they don't turn the air on is all in the smoking section.
Huh.
You know, you can't have a good AC roaring through a restaurant in the smoking section.
Yeah, fair enough.
The motherfucker fucking your filters up. Moving on to another man who got a Travis Scott. This news was everywhere. They get hit with a $750 million lawsuit from that good old Astro World.
Oh yeah, you probably ain't going to jail, Jack, but you're gonna be a little bit poorer. Yeah.
These motherfuckers suing Drake, Apple, Live Nation, and then 9-year-old. I think the 7-year-old boy, 9-year-old boy, he died recently too. R.I.P. to that young man.
Yeah, that is completely fucked up. You know.
Yeah, but $750 million, they finna get paid, Jack.
Every single one of you are a traitor. You know them niggas when they start pointing at each other like Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. I just, you know, I like how you can sue everybody. So if my Nikes break my, you know, if I'm playing basketball and I break my ankle on a pair of Nikes, I get to sue the Nike, the dude who made the shoe screen. The nigga who put the emblem on there, you can just sue everybody and their mama.
Living in America.
Ain't getting no better than that, baby. You got to be able to sue everybody.
Rich, quick.
Ain't nothing wrong. $750 million, even if they insured it. I know it's not insured enough to cover $750 million.
Hey, Jamal, do that squid again. How many marbles I got in my hand?
What? You said I only had two? Let's get on back down to the end is near. A lot of scientists have discovered a lot of things in the last week. And guess what, people? If you're worried about COVID, you might as well put that in the back seat. But nigga, we got smallpox coming again, and monkeypox is taking over in Maryland, and the smallpox was found in Philadelphia.
I can't believe smallpox was found.
Yeah. Oh, we thought smallpox was, hey, you know what they're saying now. since people didn't get vaccinated during, you know, when COVID started, they need to get their smallpox vaccination to go get some other vaccinations. I said, God damn, what y'all doing? Pick a card, any card. Any card, you're going to get vaxxed up, my man.
You definitely need to go get that smallpox if you, you know, if you need to re-up on that.
Bro, what nigga in America taking a smallpox fucking vaccination? Like, how long ago? Is it any good?
Yeah. It was eradicated by what, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, 80 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, there. I don't think there had been a case of smallpox in a long time. And smallpox ain't nothing to fuck with.
I don't know who in the hell is bringing all these diseases over here, but I'm going to need y'all nigga to tighten up.
No, Dr. Fauci, a.k.a. Dr. Mauchi.
Dr. Mauchi. Moving on, the coronavirus is now spreading in deer and other animals. Scientists worry. From CNN.com, too, we appreciate CNN. And as I keep asking, how the fuck do human beings keep catching animal diseases unless you put them in the population? Hey.
I don't know. Yeah. Science.
Bruh. The bird flu, swine flu. We don't catch animal diseases unless you put them in a population. Ain't that many nigga laying up with no swine. Ain't that we normally cooking swine till it's fine until it's filtered out. But you know, whatever. I'm not smart enough to know anything about that. But you know, be worried, my friend. Keep your mask on, stop that smallpox. Maybe. Monkey pops, don't really know how that's going to go. That looks like small pops. Smallpox. And coronavirus, now spreading in the animal. Guess you can't go out there killing those wild deer.
What's that now?
I guess you can't go outside and start killing wild deer and other animals because they might have COVID.
Fuck, I guess. But, I mean, hell, you're going to cook the meat and shit unless you're one of those psychos that fucking eats the heart still beating, you know.
Well, they say you eat the heart of an animal, it gives you the animal power.
That's what it says, but it also gives you fucking diseases. Yeah.
Like I said, man, humans are not supposed to be catching all these animal diseases. Somebody will put them in the population. It is what it is. Moving on to the greatest, to the nastiest, the most important part of the day. White terror. White folk, black folk, crazy news.
White terror strikes again.
And as we ride our segue down this crazy train again, I want to say something too. So I will listen to the radio. When did Picasso die?
Oh God, it's like not as long ago as you think it is.
The nigga died in the 70s.
I was gonna say I thought he died in like the 50s, but.
He died in the 70s. Why do we make him seem like a legendary, like he was up there with Michelangelo and everybody else? Pablo Picasso died in the 70s.
Yeah, that always blows my mind. I'm like, you always think of him with, like, you know, Da Vinci and shit like that. But no, 70s.
In the 70s. Never known that. And I asked somebody, when did Pablo Picasso die? Oh, he had to be in like the 1700s. I said, yeah, you wrong as a motherfucker. I don't know why we make it seem like he's so old.
I don't know. I don't either. I guess just when he's mentioned, he's, you know, because like, when did Van Gogh die? Was he another one of those ones?
Yeah, I think he may have died in like the 60s or some shit, 50s. Look it up on your phone. It's kind of like David Cronenberg. How you say his name?
Yeah, David Cronenberg is.
He's still alive. I thought he was dead.
Me too. I thought I'd heard that he died. Yeah.
No, that motherfucker's still making movies. I guess he's not making good movies like he used to.
No, Van Gogh died in 1890.
Oh, well. Don't be trusting our science.
But yeah, that's who I usually think of Picasso with is like Van Gogh and, you know, Monet, I think. Yeah. Yeah, motherfuckers like that, but yeah.
Nigga, Mr. Roger was already older than him. Not really. Let's get on down to this goddamn white folk, black folk, crazy news. This white terror going through the roof. No need to talk about the man who was spared in a rape case. This is disrespectful. He faced 8 years in prison. 8 years in prison, but the judge gave him probation.
Bro.
White terror?
Yeah, no shit, man. This fucking guy. I can't believe this shit. This is,
they said incarceration isn't appropriate for him.
Why?
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, I know why, because his fucking both of his parents are like high powered lawyers or something, I think, but get the fuck out of here. He said, you know, I guess they said he did a bunch of counseling and shit like that, but nah, bro. You should have got that counseling before you raped three chicks.
I don't get it, bro. But moving on. You heard Jermaine. Jermaine just got quiet and said, huh? Yeah, he raped a lady. Three of them, and didn't get prison time. Got probation.
Probation, nigga. That's never mind. Yeah.
Must be white.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Let's get on down to the craziest fucking story ever. If you ever wanted to feel poor, look at the world's wealthiest dog. And yes, it's a dog. This nigga is selling Madonna Farmer, Miami Mansion. He ain't selling shit. Whoever in control of this dog is going to sell Madonna's old mansion for $32 million. This dog had like a gold chain on and a Gucci sweater. And I'm sitting around here in my work uniform sweater. What are we doing with our life?
We should have been fucking born to rich grandparents, I guess.
This pampered pooch who inherited his fortune from his late German countess. I don't know how he said this person's name, but she sleeps in a former pop icon bedroom, former bedroom.
Yes, I mean, part of the thing was like the dog just gets gets pampered all the time, and every one of its bloodline, you know, like they, I don't know if it's every dog or they just pick one dog to carry on the name. And because this ain't the first dog that, you know, this ain't the original dog who got the money. This is like three generations of wealth deep for this dog.
Dog.
How this nigga ain't went to bankruptcy yet? You got 10 generations. You telling me 10 generations of dogs manage their money better than I do?
It's like three generations of dog, but yeah.
Nigga, you know what a generation is, nigga?
To be fair, you didn't inherit $50 million or whatever it was. Or $500 million. It was some obscene amount of money these dogs got.
Man, that nigga be vacationing at Barney for the rest of his life. Come on, Pooch.
Yeah.
We best friends now.
I'll be sitting there, hey, man, you want to buy a new yacht? He said, yes, Bob. Swipe that card.
All right, that round of drinks on you. Yeah.
That just means somebody doing their due diligence and taking care of those folk money. We appreciate y'all doing y'all job. Because any other scumbag, that dog would be living in the street, boy. Yeah. That dog would be living in squalor.
True.
Yeah, man.
We're the only place that a dog can get $500 million.
Living in America.
When you go in the room and found that dog dead.
Look, I'm drunk, but this is ridiculous.
Ridiculous as a motherfucker. Let's get on down to news break again. A couple vanish. I can't even talk.
Vanish?
A couple vanish after stealing money in COVID relief fund. These hillbilly left a goodbye note for their three kids that they typed on a typewriter.
Dude,
Kids were 13, 15, and 16.
Oh, God, they're old enough to take care of themselves then. This is a gangster move right here.
Yeah. Brother said we will be together one day. It read according to the attorney, this is not a goodbye but a brief break from each other. You niggas are running from the law like Thelma and Louise. Ain't no getting back together.
I guess they'll send for them once they get settled down somewhere.
The FBI is searching for them right now, but hell, if they still looking for Jimmy Hopper, they'd be good.
Yeah, no shit. They can go hide out in the landfill for 50 years. Yeah.
Bro, how you leave your three kids a goodbye letter? Nigga, mom and daddy got to go run from the police because we stole all that COVID relief money. You'll be getting Christmas presents from unknown people.
You know, I mean.
Uncle Charlie from Guatemala.
I mean, maybe their kids suck.
I don't even know how to say these people's names, but that's some dirty ass shit. Don't be stealing that COVID money and running off with it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a gangster move for sure.
But who is watching these kids?
The aunt, I guess. I don't know, 16, 15, 13, how much watching do they need? Yeah.
Man, nigga, if you leave a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old in their house, if they not responsible, then they gonna burn your shit down to the ground. The house probably nasty. Women sleeping all over, boys sleeping over. Come on, maybe they respectable children.
Man, come on. I've seen Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I've seen it too. Worked out pretty well in 1992.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's fine. They got Alexa to keep them company.
And mom and dad keep putting money in the bank account so they eating good. Right,
keep putting pizza. Money on their books.
Yeah, Cheerios and shit. Nigga eating Twizzler for dinner. Go to the dentist for what? I'm good on this end.
Yeah,
and let's get back down to this good old pandemic and its old supply chain issues, and back to not slapping people or throwing hot coffee in their face or throwing hot soup in their face. Get on down foxbusiness.com. A Michigan restaurant worker throws coffee at woman during an argument over order, sparking lawsuit. Bruh. Dusty Jackson decided to sue Tim Hawthorne over the incident.
So the employee threw coffee in the customer's face?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
Michigan restaurant worker threw coffee at woman doing argument over order.
Man, I'm sure it was probably some Karen harassing him and he just fucking snapped and couldn't take it anymore. Yeah. I've been there.
So allegedly he denied her request to add small donut holes to her order. So she was kind of fucked up and stupid. So she said it was kind of fucked up and stupid that the 16-year-old couldn't fulfill her request. He's 16. He's 16.
Add the donut holes and get her the fuck out of there, man. What are you doing? You can't add donut holes to an order.
Yeah. The nigga's 16. He probably said, my manager said I can't add donut holes. You're ripping us off, you know.
Like on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Just add the donut holes, homie. Well,
I'd have been like, hit that donut hole, bitch. Holla at you.
Right. You know, don't let her get you so out of pocket you throw a fucking drink in her face, you know? Like,
I know I can't read, but here we go. It say Jackson called the employee an explicit. I can't even. Goddamn. She called him a bad name, and the employee threw the coffee at the woman. Well, in this is Detroit.
Was it a racist name, or did she just call him?
It like just say explicit.
Like a dumbass. You know, because if he couldn't add...
I can't say it. I'm fucked up. Sorry, people.
Because if he couldn't add donut holes to an order, then yeah, maybe he was a dumbass. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have called anybody dumbass. I'd just been like, man, get my coffee and let me get up out of here. I'll go get some donut holes somewhere else, you know. Or ring them up separate. Whatever I got to do to make this problem go away, you know, like...
And for me, since I can't read, all I can think is a line probably was long. I want it. Ask them, don't, bitch, you've been waiting in line for 20 minutes. Now you want to add donut holes to your order? I can't do it right now. Stand to the side. No, you going to give me my donut holes right now. You going to take that hot coffee in the face. I bet they're going to get your ass out of here fast.
Yeah, you're about to look like a donut hole once this coffee melts a fucking, yeah.
Melt that mustache off, my man. I'm a lady. My man.
It's ma'am. I don't know. Like, just, I don't, you know.
Stop,
I,
man. Stop, people.
Go and get the manager, 16-year-old, you know. Like, I'd just be like, hey, man, you're going to have to come tighten this bitch up. You know, this is above my pay grade, you know.
But, you know, people probably been fucking with him forever. And he's probably like, you know what? I'm going to slap that bitch. She say something to me. And here she comes. She came with it. You know, 60-year-olds ain't got as much patience as a 30-year-old, but still.
She tried to stun on him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, start your Twitter up right quick. For what?
World Star. Put a pony hop off
in that bitch face. World Star.
Yeah. I wonder. I guess they didn't have any video of it. I didn't look.
I think they did have video, but I didn't see it.
I was hoping it was as epic as when that bitch threw that fucking soup in that other lady's face.
And she made sure that she ate the peas. It wasn't as warm as I remember.
Yeah, I could imagine getting coffee thrown. That's why I order cold coffee, because if they're going to throw it in my face, then it'll be fine. You know, I'll just be sticky. But start getting that hot coffee. I couldn't imagine taking hot coffee to the fucking grill.
Oh, I could imagine and fall on the ground. My skin be falling like a gremlin. Call my lawyer, nigga.
Word. Yeah, I mean, after I recover from the coffee, we're going to have a talk, but yeah.
We ain't going to have no talk, bro. It's going to be me and you in the cold and the hot corner, bro. We finna make hot puppy love with these goddamn fisticuffs.
Finna be smoke in the city.
Finna be some smoke in the city. You were 16 when you started, but you were 58 when I got finished wailing on your ass. when he threw that hot cough in that lady face, what he told her?
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
That white woman probably ran out the door and hit the side that was locked.
Yeah, no shit. I'd have been squealing like a fucking girl. Yeah.
I'd have been sitting there rubbing that shit in my eyes like, this nigga just put cough in my face. I'm going to kill this nigga when I get my vision back.
If I get my vision back.
Oh, you going to get it bad. We put Vaseline on my face over the burn mark. You okay, man? Oh, yeah, it's going to be okay. Give me about 10 more minutes. Pepper spray that motherfucker till his eyes fall off. Moving on to some more white terror. I don't know why white people love to do drugs and go to schoolyards. This is from Newsbreak. So a man is found sleeping inside a school bus. The driver did not probably lock the door. Because you can't lock the door of the school bus, can you?
I don't know.
But I think you got to kind of leave them open so you can open them up when you get in there.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
But this hillbilly, he was found sleeping inside of a school bus with 11 pounds of marijuana on him. I would have been like this. He had 2 pounds of marijuana on him.
I've been like, he had a half ounce of marijuana on him. That's enough for a felony conviction. Yeah. But, yeah, what? Did you just get tired walking back with the 11 pounds? I mean, 11 pounds is a fair amount of weight, but, dude, you got to make sure you can get all the way back home with the 11 pounds. You're like,
that nigga would have woke up with nothing in his pocket. All the weed would have been gone. He'd have had a dime of weed on him. Call 911. Nigga, you got to split that shit with me first. Hell yeah, nigga, let's go to the car first. Lock the door so he can stay in there. He was in Naples, Florida. Look at that.
I mean,
he wasn't in Naples, Florida. He was in somewhere else. Philadelphia, I think.
I mean, if you got enough money for 11 pounds of weed, or if you've got 11 pounds of weed, you should be able to get enough money that you ain't got to sleep in a school bus. You know what I'm saying?
Connecticut, but he probably had that OG cushion. That shit had that nigga seeing colors. He don't smoke that shit. He out there walking around in some shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
He thought his weed was some chips. I'm going to take these chips with me while I walk up the street.
I don't know what possesses you to walk around with 11 pounds of weed. And B, I really don't know what possesses you to stop with 11 pounds of weed and sleep in a school bus. But to each their own, I guess.
Hey, man, if I ever find 11 pounds of weed, fresh weed, good weed, I'm going to smell that shit first. Oh, nigga, smell that. Is he asleep? Hit him, poke him with that stick. He knocked out. Oh, we gonna take all this. What you think? You think he gonna tell the police they stole my weed?
No.
What weed?
But then I definitely have a guilty conscience knowing we got that guy killed when we stole his 11 pounds of weed, because somebody's coming for that money today.
Hello. Shit. He had already paid for it if he's sleeping in the school, but.
Yeah,
he just smoked it too early before he got home.
Well, yeah, that shit must have been the bomb. Smell it through the bag, baby.
Nigga, put that in my trunk. We'll split it up when we get home. Moving on to NewYorkPost.com. Please, people, always check your friends, check your husband. If your best, that's why I be thinking girls be having ugly best friends so they can never, you know, never cheat on. They can never be trying to get their man or something.
Maybe.
Because you never really see a girl with a bunch of pretty-ass friends. She going to have a couple of ugly ones. You don't want your husband ogling at your friend. Well, let's get on down to White Terror. A birthmark on her best friend baby helps woman learn her husband is the dad.
Man.
And she said, with friends like this, who needs enemies? I said, damn, well, at least it was a close-knit family.
I guess. What was the deal? Like,
man, this nigga was a scumbag. And she, let me tell you something, Jack. Haley Cluster, 28, a mother of four, so he had four children already with her, probably, was left heartbroken after finding out her husband, Travis Baldwin, 36, allegedly cheated on her with her bestie. So allegedly she looked at her best friend, new baby, and they had the same birthmark as one of her children.
Like the exact same, or like, I don't know.
But then she said he also cheated with 30 other women during the 6 years of their marriage.
God damn, fucking dude's a dog, huh?
Slinging that dick, yeah, well.
No shit. Yeah.
She said after she noticed a rare hereditary birthmark on the girl's neck that was identical to the cheating man.
Huh. Well, yeah, I guess you better fucking make sure you don't have any fucking super identifying marks, yeah.
What kind of friend you got who landed with your man? But people do this all the time.
Dude, it seems so, like such a risky move, you know? Like, I mean, I guess if you're both on the same cheating page, it might make sense, but I don't know.
It's too close to home.
Right, yeah. Like I said, that seems like a risky move.
Quick side note from the Book of Mar. So a long time ago, I was training this dude when we worked at the other job. This hillbilly was sleeping with his best friend wife. I said, how you sleeping with your best friend wife? He said, man, she just came on to me one day, man. She was crying and she was talking about he didn't love her anymore. And next thing I know, we were having sex. I said, so you continue to have sex with your best friend wife? I can't stop, man. It's a good pussy. I said, so you're continuously having sex with your best friend? She was calling him on the phone while her husband was downstairs. He would go upstairs and have sex with her while they were downstairs having a party. And he was entertaining everybody.
Wow, no shit.
Yeah, I said. So your girlfriend was there too, but yeah, they all thought they were cool. And he was upstairs helping her with something. I don't get it, man. I don't get it, bro. Y'all too crazy for me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a square. Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't. Don't be throwing no dick to my wife and then still goddamn, you know, drinking after me.
Right, yeah, laughing in my face and shit. Man, I'd be pissed.
That's ridiculous. Moving on. Please, people, if you go to Helen, you better not leave a bad review. This is from Georgia News, White Terror. This is from 11alive.com. A hotel called police on grandmother after a bad review, bruh. She was in Helen, Georgia at a, what was that, Baymont Inn and Suite?
Yeah.
Beaumont, it's Baymont. Baymont Inn and Suite in Helen. After they responded to her email asking how the room was, she said this place was a dump in the bathroom, or, you know, in the toilet don't flush correctly. But they called the police and kicked her out of the hotel. And she said, are you really kicking me out of the hotel this time of night? At 8:40, bro. Her phone ringing with the hotel manager. The guy in the cell phone is ranting at me. And he said he kicking me out.
Yeah, and the cops show up and they're like, man, I mean, we hate to do it, but he can legally do it. So he refunded this lady's money. Luckily, I think the cops helped her find a motel down the street or something like that. But yeah, like, I think she fucking booked the room through TripAdvisor. TripAdvisor, you know, she checks in, fucking shit's kind of fucking ratty. TripAdvisor sends her an email, hey, how's your stay? And fucking she's just like, well, to be completely honest with you, not great. This place is kind of a shithole. The manager saw it, flipped out, and kicked her out. What a petty asshole. Yeah.
My nigga, you finna get fired, Jack. You just made the company look bad.
Yeah, over what? It was a 3-star review. It ain't like she gave them 1-star. Yeah. Like,
and it's the Baymont Hotel, nigga. Inns and Suite. How many people go to the Baymont? You know, you only go there when you're on your last couple legs. Hell, it must have been full.
Right. Was it Oktoberfest or something?
Yeah, you know, and I can't stand a shitty hotel room. I can't stand it. That's one of my pet peeves. When you go to a hotel room and it's shitty, you be like, "There, how did I let these motherfuckers come in to come in here?" And there's always a shitty hotel around the block. And you be like, "Man, this some bullshit. These niggas getting over." And they still stay in business.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Typically, I'm just happy to have a place to lay my head, although since I've been dating Megan, she's like you. She's like, "I ain't staying in no shitty ass hotel. Get the fuck out of here. Spring the extra money. Get someplace nice."
Yeah, you don't smoke cheap. You don't drink cheap. Try not to eat cheap, and please don't lay nowhere cheap. You know what I mean? I want to lay where they actually clean my sheets. Yeah, but that did enough. Go to a fancy hotel one time, and I looked at it. I said, "That look like blood on the sheets, bro." I said, "Nah, baby. Y'all got to come change these sheets." And they politely came up there and changed them sheets. Because I took all the covers off all the beds. I said, "That look like blood." And I said, "Who the fuck you watching these?" And that sorry ass maid looked at me crazy as hell. I said, "That like blood." "Oh, that's not blood." "Bitch, I'm black. I know what blood look like on the sheets."
I don't even know what that is supposed to imply, but
bitch, I know. Yeah, I've seen some bloody sheets before, bitch. I know what blood look like on the sheets because it don't come out. That's when you supposed to throw them motherfuckers away. Especially when they white sheets and you jump all in the hotel bed. That's why they tell you, take all them sheets out the bed and bring your own.
Fuck that, man. I'm either going to get bed bugs or I ain't. Yeah.
Like, ain't getting no bed bugs, my nigga. But I've seen, you know what I mean? You have been somewhere where you have bled on a sheet somewhere before, right? Bled on something white. It don't go away. And you can look and be like, bitch, that's blood.
Hell, if it's just light colored, it ain't going away.
Yeah. And that shit, that was like a, I said, "Damn, that almost looked burgundy." That was a fresh cut. Kind of bleach y'all using over here, because it one side still dirty. Like I said, every hotel should burn every sheets they give you. Keep the comforter, burn the sheets.
And just buy new sheets every time.
Fuck yeah, y'all got plenty of goddamn money. Those fancy ass resorts don't, when you go to there, they don't have no towels with blood on the duty. All your towels be brand new and clean every goddamn day, right or wrong.
I don't know. I ain't got money to go to fancy ass resorts. Like,
oh,
y'all.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You 1% some, you are the 1% sometime. Yeah. But just, you know, pointing that out there, people. If I go to a fancy hotel and my sheets fucked up, you changing them sheets, my nigga. We only got one more story, two more stories. We'll wrap it on up. So, do we want to talk about the guy who fired the Papa John's worker because his pizza wasn't ready?
Yes.
Newsbreak.com. Customer opened fire at Papa John's because his pizza wasn't ready. Utah cops say. It's like the wild, wild west. What you mean you ain't got my goddamn s'mores ready? I'm going to shoot this place to smithereens.
Turn the shakaroni into a fucking macaroni here in a second.
Yeah, that what Chris said. He wanted that shakaroni. I was highly disappointed in you, Papa John, for getting rid of that shakaroni. Motherfucker. That's the best thing you had smoking for $13.99. Double pepperoni, extra large. Didn't taste like cardboard.
Yeah. But a little less time out back smoking blunts, a little more time making pizzas, bros.
Bruh, so I ordered Papa John. I ordered some Papa John the other day. I said, fuck it. I don't feel like going to Marco's. It's too far. Papa John right up the road. I ordered Papa John, going there and get my pizza. It was just here. Some fucking hillbilly ass delivery driver on took my pizza, not paying attention. So they had to make my pizza on the fly. They made that motherfucker in 10 minutes. I looked like this. Believe me, when they make your piece on the fly, they ain't putting no love and heart into it. I can tell you that. I like that. Damn, the one that bitch probably took was better. But it was all right. But, you know, I said, if you can make my piece in 10 minutes, why you tell me 45, nigga?
Well, that's for the fucking delivery drivers. Trust me, your pizza's been probably sitting in that fucking window waiting on that motherfucker for 20 minutes at least.
No, I go do pickups, so I ain't got to keep tipping nobody all the time. I tip them sometimes, but if I go pick it up, I can save me $6, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. And it's only 10 minutes away from me, so I can take that drive.
Yeah, fuck, mine's shorter distance than that. I could probably hum a rock from here to there if my arms weren't blown out.
Yeah, but I was mad at hell about that shit. I was like, y'all ain't got my... He's like, I'm sorry we ain't got your pizza. We gonna make it on the fly. I'm like, it's all cool though, bro. I ain't gonna mind. I'm like, shit, they should give me an extra pizza for free. Anytime Papa John fuck your pizza up, you should be able to get a free pizza or some cheese sticks or something.
They should at least give you some cheese sticks. Yeah, I agree with that.
Dirty bastard. See, I should have came there and started shooting my Uzi. You ain't got my pizza.
I was about to say, did you want to start shooting the joint up when you got there and your pizza wasn't ready?
Let me tell you something, nigga. I don't never want to shoot up nothing. I don't want to see no blood. I don't want to see nobody crying. I don't want to see none of that shit. All I want everything to be safe, sound, and easy for me to get home.
I understand. Me too.
I ain't never been that mad. I just want to, you know, I've been mad when I go to McDonald's. I want to blow them niggas the next week. And I'm like, you know what? These simple-minded bastards are poor. They don't give a fuck, and I don't give a fuck.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I've wanted to jerk a couple people through a drive-through window, but I haven't.
And dear black people, shut the fuck up when the customer inside. Because one of the black dudes like, tell them they got to fight for it. He's standing right here in front of me. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Because when they said they get, he said, what you mean the pizza gone? I don't know where it went. Well, look like they gave it away. Tell him the other customer got to fight for it. I'm just standing there. Like, nah, my nigga, fight you for my pizza. Give me my motherfucking pizza, my man, that I paid $18 for. Then you said it'd be ready in 40 minutes. I came in 40 and I had to wait an extra 10.
Oh, so they told you it'd be 40 minutes for pickup?
Yeah, they say between 30 to 45 minutes for pickup, which is a lie, but you know, I didn't want to go up there anyway. I had to get myself ready. Then yeah. I went up there and got about 40 minutes later. Yeah. And the motherfucking person had just took it out the door who I just seen. Hey, baby.
Yeah, because, I mean, unless there was a wait, what? We're getting into the weeds on this pizza. But, yeah.
Pizza more important. You know, it's Saturday, too. Everybody that got their mama wants some pizza.
Okay. Yeah, on a Saturday, it might have been that long. I'm gonna put you up on game. Is that when I worked at the pizza joint?
Oh, it only takes 10 to 15 minutes because you can go stand in line and order that bitch. I don't do it from the house, so it's fine for me. I know how it works.
I'm just saying it would be dead and we'd tell motherfuckers it was like an hour wait just so they wouldn't order. We could stand around, keep chilling, not doing anything.
See, the problem is you can't do that now with online orders. They just keep on goddamn coming and your ass better keep making.
That's very true. Yeah,
yeah nigga, online order? I'm coming for that pizza, nigga, today, and it's already been paid for.
They call up. What's the wait time? About an hour? Goddamn, it's Tuesday. Yeah, you know, fucking somebody called in sick. Fuck that. I'm calling Pizza Hut. Don't mind if you do.
Just go appreciate right it, back bro. They chilling. Shit dry you anyway. Well, that's all I got. Welcome to episode 161. I'm sorry that we bored you to tears talking about Papa John's, but if you ever roll up to your local restaurant and you want to shoot them out, please let me get my pizza and leave, get my car before you do so.
Yeah. You ain't even got to let me get the pizza. Just let me get out the door. I'll take
my nigga. If I pay for that pizza, I need that pizza because I want to go home and be like, damn, that nigga shot them motherfuckers up. But I got my pizza, though.
Dude, fuck that. I will go up the road and get a Whopper. Just let me get the fuck up on out of there. Yeah, fuck that pizza. Matter of fact, take my pizza. Enjoy pizza if you're mad enough to shoot a joint up about it.
Motherfucker coming like Dick Tracy with a tummy gun and shoot the place up and they 5 minutes late with his pizza. It ain't even that good, Jack. They ain't even got the shakaroni no more. What you mad for? They go there with a 9 mil. I need a shakaroni. We don't serve. You better make me a shakaroni right now, nigga.
I'll tell you what. If you do order some breadsticks from there next time, give them to put some bacon on it. That's just a jam.
And charge me $9. You know how high bacon is in the street. Motherfucker, pack of bacon costs $7 now due to supply chain issues. Yeah, right, my nigga. Don't lie to me.
Damn, really? Are you serious?
Yeah, I guess you don't eat that much swine.
Yeah. Well, I do. It's just I ain't fucking going to the grocery store. I pull up to the window. They gave me my shit and I bounce. So
Oh, yeah, I make my own sandwich in the morning. Nigga, $6.99 to $5.99. $8.99 for bacon now.
Jesus, criminy. Man, Jamar, I just keep waiting for somebody to come out of the darkness and snatch you up. You look like you're in a fucking the Blair Witch Project or something.
Oh, yeah, I was, yesterday I was sleeping alone. I hear shit fall. I'm like, nigga, I don't care. You want me, Jack, going to come up them stairs and get me. Don't nobody want to come get me. The lights out, the alarm on, I'm drunk. Nobody, they want you white people. I'm in debt. Man, what the hell they want with me?
Yeah, it looks like you got a flashlight pointed up at your chin and shit, like you're about to be telling ghost stories. Yeah, like I said, I just keep waiting for Michael Myers to come fucking out of the darkness.
Yeah, nigga, if you do see something in the background, please reflect and tell me so I can turn around and make sure ain't nothing back there. No need nobody massaging my, don't need the devil massaging my shoulders before my bedtime.
Fair enough.
But we appreciate you guys again for coming up 161. 162 is going to be amazing. It's going to be a Thanksgiving edition.
Yeah,
we're going to be thankful. I am totally lying. I don't know what we're going to be doing. We may take a break from telling stories and be thankful and have another good show, a real good show.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, while we're working for you, you should be working for someone else. I appreciate you guys for coming out. And I always remember, we do care about the people who pass away on the show. We're not trying to crack too many jokes, but guess what? Some of these people don't get even talked about. But we will talk about you.
Yeah, that's
give
true.
Give you one last hurrah.
That's true. Yeah. Want us to shout somebody out on the show? Write in to TokyoBlackHour@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter @TokyoBlackPod. Big shout out to overseas listeners. The United Kingdom still pulling in strong. Our Russian homies are still checking in. And our homeboy from Turkey. Yeah, they started listening again. Picked up a listener in Greece. So, yeah, you know me. I love a good Euro. So
everybody's doing their due diligence besides America. What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're probably like, listen to this white and black guy. He can't read, but it's funny.
Yeah. If you want to know more, you can follow us on Facebook @TokyoBlackHour. Yeah, we haven't been posting on the Facebook page, but if y'all post something, we'll post something back. Yeah, start the conversation.
Please.
Don't forget to check out the TKB Panda Shop. Buy some gear. We got t-shirts, fucking coasters, all kinds of shit.
Yeah. Everything you need. Panties, socks.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, head to toe in panda gear. Be the first kid on your block to have some. Yeah. Represent, tell your friends about us. Don't forget to check out Christian's books, 7 Lives, 10 Lives. They're on sale now, and his Earth's Final Chapter series is going to be out next month, I think he said, or in a couple weeks, sometime pretty soon. Be on the lookout for that. And Endless Ink Publishing. Check out Dusty and Adam's podcast that every Saturday morning, where you can check out every Saturday morning cartoon lineup from now until the beginning of time. You can find it every SaturdayMorning.fun. And check out Dusty and Stephanie's podcast, the Basic Caucasian Podcast, where they review Married at First Sight. The season finale is coming up, so go run to YouTube and get caught up. Check out the Common Ride With Me guys at the Common Ride With Me podcast. And I think we're through whoring ourselves out.
Yep, that's about it. And guess what, guys? Eventually, me, Jermaine, and Brandon, since we're the only one who show up for the show on a regular basis, we're going to be entering the metaverse sooner than later. So be good to play with all emojis or whatever kind of character we get to make in the metaverse.
Yeah, I'm going to get me one of them Quest fucking, I'm going to get me one of them 3D glasses fucking for Christmas, I think.
Oh, that'd be nice. So you can see yourself goddamn walking around and look at look like an old Nintendo character.
Yes.
I don't get it. The metaverse been around for 4,000 years. These niggas talking about we going back. We should be already jacking into the metaverse, my man. Not putting on the headset. Technology.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
We're going to do nothing, but we're going to let Jermaine say goodbyes because he graced us one more time. Oh, yeah, boy, we can't hear a damn thing you saying. You look good, though.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I fell into a couple of Z's in here a second ago. Tripped right over the motherfucker, and they caught me. I want to tell everybody I appreciate y'all coming out for 161. Don't worry about what I was doing. I was fighting some ninjas in my sleep, nigga. Now the secret's out. Don't forget, Brandon will hit you with the whole major spill. Come shop away. We got some new things coming. A couple of new things I haven't even showed my big brother. So when they come in the door, hopefully you humble people appreciate it. And more things coming. Go ahead, B-Rock.
Well, he's already been done, so you missed that whole part.
Hey, look, well, goddamn.
Before we walk out,
close out. Thank you.
If you fighting sleep ninjas, Brandon.
Look, I'm drunk, but this is ridiculous.
So your black hour is out.
Please. Hold it down. My bad, fellas.